I don't know what to do with the comforter. It's really too ratty to take home. I should have gone to my locker first and gotten my backpack. I forgot about the books that are in here. I fold the comforter and set it on the floor, turn out the light, and head out the door for my locker. Somebody slams into my chest and knocks me back into the closet. The light flicks on and the door closes. I am trapped with Andy Evans. He stares at me without talking. He is not as tall as my memories, but is still loathsome. The light bulb throws shadows under his eyes. He is made out of slabs of stone and gives off a smell that makes me afraid I'll wet my pants. He cracks his knuckles. His hands are enormous. Andy Beast, you have a big mouth, you know it? Rachel blew me off at the prom, giving me some bullshit story about how I raped you. You know that's a lie. I never raped anybody. I don't have to. You wanted it just as bad as I did. But your feelings got hurt, so you started spreading lies, and now every girl in school is talking about me like I'm some kind of pervert. You've been spreading that bullshit story for weeks. What's wrong, ugly? You jealous? Can't get a date? The words fall like nails on the floor, hard, pointed. I try to walk around him. He blocks my way. Oh, no, you're not going anywhere. You really screwed things up for me. He reaches behind and locks the door. Click. Me.